wasters.
It honestly could have been a lot worse.
I rolled 3 7s. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's an omen. No, I actually just happened to hit 77,777 miles on my car yesterday.
Hey.
I was just like, perfect.
Anyway.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Turning Tables Podcast. Yeah. I am your current DM, Alex Webster. With me, as always, Danny.
Let's fucking go. It's been a while.
Ruben.
What's cracking, bitches?
James.
I was trying to think of something clever to say, but how about this? Schnurples.
It was so aggressive until that.
It was so aggressive. Connor.
I'm in danger.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you are.
I'm in danger. Hey, I hate to say it, but better you than me, bro.
Yeah, Ruben, why don't
been
you...
Been here before, my friend.
Why don't you give us a fun little recap, since you're the one who listened to the last episode.
Like, literally yesterday?
Yeah.
What happened was...
Basically...
Us guys, made our way through the mirrored hallway. Elias almost tripped off the edge and died, but he was able to save himself with a little luck from Kraft. Siegfried got super pissed at one of the mirrors and threw a rock at it, breaking it.
Solution.
It worked.
What are you going to do?
Almost lost Elias, only to almost lose Elias.
Bunch of turmoil. You guys finally got to the other end of the hallway. On the other end of the hallway was a large room with a mural of sorts and three statues and reflection pools in front of the statues. After some perusing and investigation, Zaris, who didn't have her shit together last episode, touched the statue.
Touch.
That's invoking...
Ducks keep following you around.
Invoking the wrath of what we now know is a Skull Lord. And we're in the middle of that combat. He summoned some friends that came out of the water. So Mon got syphilis.
Yeah, I have Makron of the new C variety.
Kraft shot Siegfried with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
And right about now, we are going to resolve the finger of death pointed at
Elias. Got fingered.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Sausages!
All right, bring it in, guys. We haven't played the minute, so I think everyone's a little...
I will say I'm very terrified. Proud of myself.
Yeah.
I did not look up Skull Lord in between.
I appreciate that.
I'm very proud of myself, because usually I get real curious, and I'm like... How many times do I have to hit it?
Oh.
Well, you guys, to be fair, Amon... Oh, fuck. I have to edit this out. Amon, you never gave me your fucking hit point total. All right. So to resolve this, I will give you, Connor, the option of either... Because the wording for Finger of Death is 7d8 plus 30 necrotic damage. Would you rather... I roll all of those d8s, because I did just pull them all out. Or I use the dice roller.
Hold on, everybody. She's great with d8s. It's a problem.
But the dice roller is known to just show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I will put it in your hands.
How about you roll for that?
I think I'm going to roll for
that. Yeah!
Yeah.
All right, so evens... So 2 and 4 on a d6?
Yeah. And 6.
And 6.
Yeah.
Or odds. So which is which?
Yeah, exactly. So odd is you roll.
Okay. Evens is the dice roller?
Is the dice roller.
All right.
Oh. Here we go.
You.
Dice roller.
Dice roller. Dice roller, do what you do and fuck it up for everybody in the streets.
Oh my god. Elias has 2 hit points left.
I'm channeling everything at this right now.
I'm gonna hold up the spirit bomb. I'm just gonna hold up the spirit bomb.
Our hands are in the air.
We're holding up the spirit bomb. We're holding it up. Come on.
I feel so powerful right now.
All of us holding our hands in the
air. You guys are fucking nuts. Alright. I've hit the button. How many hit points?
Kaioken!
My arm's getting tired.
Okay, you guys can take your arms out.
Okay.
I don't think I can.
Elias, you see the Skull Lord raise his hand, and you see his arcane necrotic energy gathering in his hand, not unlike the Powerball that you guys did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, take that back. It wasn't for him.
The necrotic energy hits your chest with this sickening thud, and you know deep down something is very, very wrong.
Uh-oh.
You fall back, you look up at the sky, and for a brief moment, you almost feel like you can see through the ceiling of the room that you are in. And you feel like you can see the sky through the ceiling, and you feel this... In this moment, what do you think Elias, completely convinced that he just got hit with a death blow, what do you think he would be thinking or feeling as he just takes this massive hit to the chest and falls back prone onto the ground?
I failed my cohort and myself.
You fall down to one hit point.
Holy shit.
Holy
what?
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Stab that man.
What?
You feel the very essence of your life force leave your body in a hit that, for all intents and purposes, should have killed you. But just barely, you feel yourself clinging on to life. And you're down, but you're not down down.
Right.
You, sir, live.
You rolled 62.
Why should I care? I think we just need something.
And in this moment, I need everyone to thank the Powerball.
It worked!
Oh, yeah. I'm 6 feet from the edge and out again!
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Oh, that was beautiful.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Do you feel better?
No.
He's still in danger.
I'm in danger, yeah. Well, okay. I'm not dead, though.
That's no.
Yeah, it wasn't a one-hit KO.
Unreal.
Excuse me. All right. Yeah, since the last time we recorded, I got the plague, so...
Nice.
All right. Top of the order is... let's see. Is Zaris.
DM question.
Yeah.
Wasn't he supposed to do a constitution save throw?
He was, but I thought it would be better for dramatic effect. Okay. If it killed him, I would have him roll the con save.
Got it. Never mind. Carry on.
If it was enough damage to kill him?
Yeah. Close.
Close. But no cigar.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, to take half of that, would you like to roll a con save?
Yes.
See? In the alternate universe?
Yes.
I was just doing it for dramatic effect.
Ooh. I got a...
Lot.
14.
Beautiful.
And you're
let me
blessed.
Double check.
Oh, you are blessed.
Oh, I'm blessed too. You and it's blessed. A save. And it's a save, so I'd get what?
A D4.
And then we'll his plus charisma. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does have very good spell save. Let me double check his spell save DC.
So I got a 2, so 16, and then plus 3.
19.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way that that doesn't beat it.
You would think.
Yeah, one would think.
I mean, bad things happen.
The good people?
Yes.
Just people in general. Fuck good people.
Right. Yeah, let's just say for all intents and purposes, you... Ah, hold on. Ooh. I found it.
Hold on.
Yeah,
you
wait.
You did a net 20.
Yeah.
You got fucking close. His spell save DC is 18.
Ooh, fuck.
Who's at least?
I gotta go to Vegas tonight.
You only take 31.
Hey!
So you only take 32.
I like the assist for looking that up.
Thank you, sir.
I am also looking at the spell, and I was like,
I know, but I was like, I read it like literally right before, and I was like,
I want to see this.
I was like,
out.
Hold on, wait.
Also, it looks like this battle is turning in your guys' favor. You guys all see Elias fall to the ground, but somehow, whether it's through his arcane energy or just his religious aura, somehow he manages to shake off this... like dark ball of necrotic energy that just flew towards his chest. Again, all of you, no roll necessary, realize that this could have been very bad. And at the, right after this, Zara's finally shakes off her charred condition.
Let's go!
And she's just like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. That is, however, at the end of her turn, so yes. We will see her again. Let me remove that charm condition from my girl. Next is, unfortunately, the Skull Lord's turn.
Oof. Oh, that's right.
Because it was a lair action, right?
It's that bullshit.
That was a lair action.
Judas Priest.
It was a bullshit action.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he is on you, correct, Siegfried?
More like Siegfried's on him.
Okay, I
believe
so.
I was attacking him, so yes.
I do believe Siegfried was attacking the last. Okay.
Yeah.
He is going to make...
Get pumped with
He is going to make 3 bone staff attacks. He's gonna beat you with a stick.
Nice.
What's your AC?
15.
Yeah, that hits. Sorry. 7 on the die.
You're not sorry.
21 hits. 18 on the die hits. This is a good die. I'm putting you down. You come sit by me.
To the front of the class.
Oh, I'm so glad that I did roll these d8s, and Elias once again. So lucky! You take 29 points of bludgeoning damage. I rolled 2 sevens and a 6 on my d8.
15. 15? 15. Okay. Is my turn yet?
Yes, it is your turn.
Yeah!
Kill.
Yeah, attack number 1.
Hell yeah.
We're just going for it.
Oh, and he has that thing that crafted to avoid the plus. To avoid resistances.
Yes.
I'm remembering.
Come on, that's 20. Damn. it's not a nat 20, but it's probably gonna hit. 23 plus other stuff that.
Yeah, that's gonna fucking hit.
Okay. It'd be crazy if it did.
Imagine if I was just like, no.
Yeah, no.
He grows more bones.
That is 13 points of damage on the first hit.
Alright.
Oh, 10.
You're give me a total, sir.
Just, I don't need it, but... Oh, wait.
Well, you do.
What?
Bless is for just rolling, but yes, I'm good on
it. Yeah, it's
sorry. My bad. It's not... What did I say? 13? 13? It's also 15...
Sorry.
You're not at work!
Sorry! I didn't mute that.
This is D&D time!
It's D&D time! Sorry.
God damn it.
18 points on the first attack.
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
My bad. I didn't have all the bonuses.
So, I will say...
Mm-hmm.
How much? You said 18?
Mm-hmm.
Very real chance. If you roll real well, you could be able to end this, but...
Great. Let's do it.
He's looking fucked up.
Fuckered up.
God
yeah,
damn it.
That's a 20.
That's a
20 that.
20 numbers.
20 siren.
Yeah, that
again?
Is. 20 points of damage? Or
no, that's 27
hit?
On the roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I was waiting for that to say
it's
we did.
No,
okay.
Anyway,
attack number 2.
He's being a human.
Yeah, I was being a human. No, that's not right.
You're blessed.
No, it's damage.
Damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said attack number 2, and I thought you were wrong.
Attack number 2,
word.
Damage.
Word.
Damage. There's 7 points of damage on that one. And attack number 3. Effer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a 21 right there, so.
That hits, but.
21.
Come on.
He just wanted a nat 20 so bad.
I did. I really did.
I'm on a grid.
Hey, that's way better. That is...
Bless is a tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, not damage.
Not damage.
Oh, it's not damage. Yeah.
No, it's just a tackle. I don't need it because I'm not rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. Anyway.
I got
he hasn't needed it.
16 points of damage.
16? Okay, I thought you said
60.
I was like, well...
No, 16. Well, that's not...
As he rolls all the
d12. All of the d12.
Siegfried just explodes.
Yeah.
All right, that is your go. He So you explain to me how you beat the shit out of this man.
Hey!
He's not dead, but...
But he's hurt?
He's waiting.
I would say...
Entered bloody territory.
Seeing...
Or death door. Okay. I don't know.
Siegfried raging already because he was hit by a fireball by somebody. And then seeing Elias fall, he just runs at the Skull Lord and in a very violent manner swings straight down with his axe, lifts it back up, swings back down, lifts it back up, and swings back down.
Okay, yeah. The Skull Lord kind of like stumbles back and like almost in a moment of like, he's someone who this whole encounter has been very put together and very almost non-reactive to what's going on around him, except for, you know, his little outburst with Elias. So you see him almost like stumble back a little bit and put his hands up like to defend himself almost. Like he's just like a little caught off guard. he will use one of his legendary actions to move away from you, and he does not provoke an opportunity attack when he does so.
Damn it.
How far did he move?
You guys were where, like, are you asking, like, in terms of, like, where you were? Because I don't necessarily...
No, relative to how far is he from Siegfried?
Oh, he moves. He can move up to his distance away. So let's just say he moves, probably like 25, 30 feet away.
Cool.
He's just like, I gotta go. Like, he realizes that things could go very badly for him very fast.
He's having a bad day.
He had a bad day. That used to be the goodbye song for American Idol, which is the song that they would play when they played the montage when someone got kicked off of the show.
Really?
This was in 2005.
What the hell?
Yeah.
American Idol?
And then shortly, the season after was Chris Daughtry's I'm Going Home. Who also was on American Idol.
Chris Daughtry, not to be confused with Daughtry, the band.
They're the same person.
There's another Daughtry, isn't there?
No.
By the gods, I've been lied to this whole time.
So whoever told
same
you that
bald headed man.
Is it?
Was lying.
That's crazy. I'm embarrassed. I'm going home.
I thought you said it as a joke, like not to be confused. I'm like, absolutely.
Didn't know that.
Well, you learn something every day.
You learn something new every day.
I'm glad I know more about Daughtry.
You sum up for later.
Alright. Come on.
Alright.
You're closer.
Huh?
It's your go.
Yes, sorry. I thought you said you're closer, and I'm like,
never mind. Oh, we're closer.
Oh, he did.
That's what I was gonna say. Okay, sorry.
I'm assuming he's... Can I just use my movement to get to him, or do I need to, like... Alright, I'm gonna use my movement to get to him. I'm gonna use...
Wait, what's your movement?
30.
Okay. Would you say? Because so you weren't next.
That's why I was asking. Yeah, so if I can't get to him,
yeah, probably
okay,
not.
I'm going to move as close as I can. Use.
Same thing, you get within 15 feet of him.
Cool. I'll use a Starlight Step to get behind him as a bonus action. And then I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds.
Ooh.
And give me a quick second.
So you touch him?
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah, touch. Give him that touch. Sorry, I lost that.
That bad point. Touch?
It jumped off the table.
It's closer
Well, let's just hope my cats don't find it.
That is a 16 to hit.
That misses.
Son of a tit. Alright, well, I'm stuck there. just so the fans know, good, that was a nat 1 on that other d20.
Sir?
Yeah, sir. That didn't cost me a spell slot because I get one free use a day.
Ah,
very nice.
But yeah, I'm there now. Fuck.
Okay.
Can I roll really quick before my spell ends?
Yeah.
Or my turn ends. Can I roll an insight check on how hurt it is?
Sure.
That is a nat 20, baby.
Yeah. He's fucking hurt. He less than half his hit points by far. He's at like a quarter of his hit points.
Excuse me while I get wild.
Okay.
I am going to speak to my owl.
Okay.
And I'm going to get him involved now.
Okay.
He is going to cast Dragon's Breath on himself and breathe a 15-foot cone onto it. It has to make a dex saving throw.
Okay. He's going to use legendary resistance and pass.
That stupid bitch. How many does that thing have left?
No, no, no. So there's legendary actions, which are different than legendary resistance.
Yeah, stupid bitch.
He gets three a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, legendary.
Not Webster, the monster.
It's okay.
But he's got flyby, so he's going to stay high and very far
away. Okay, does he take half damage on a save?
Flyby?
No, the dragon's breath.
Probably yes, does. He does.
Yeah. Don't worry, you still did some damage.
I'm still upset about it.
Sorry, man. That's
12 points of...
Flamey.
Yeah, fire damage.
Push fire damage. Beautiful. Yeah, to 6. Still did... Hey, he's fucked up. He's even more fucked up. That's your turn?
That's all I can do. And I'm just gonna assume that if we get all the way around again, Chuck is just gonna move right after me.
Okay. Yeah, usually with companions, that's kind of how it gears.
Fuck.
It is the drowned aesthetic's turn.
God damn it.
I forgot about those guys.
Huh?
And these motherfuckers.
And well, there's two on Elias right now. There's three on Siegfried.
Sir?
Sorry. I swear to God I muted it. I don't know what's going on.
And these guys are, for all intents and purposes, looking very healthy, just so you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. God.
Just close it.
Guess I'll just go fuck myself.
I got it. That was the monsters.
What are the aliens from Sign?
Exactly. That's the noise they make before they attack.
By the way, I trapped one in the closet.
What?
By the way, I trapped one in the closet. They don't like water much.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just leave M. Night Shyamalan alone.
Shyamalan.
This does give a hint of what when we're recording this, but today's connections. Mm-hmm. I feel everyone plays the New York Times connections. Mm-hmm. It's a game. But the point is one of the categories was movies Joaquin Phoenix had been in, and I never wanted to physically fight a game designer more in my life.
Because they mentioned Signs?
Yeah. So basically it's 16 things, and you have to put them in categories of 4 of what they all have in common.
Oh, tracking.
It's a really fun game, but it's super annoying.
It sides.
Yeah.
Swing away!
Alright, so, Elias, coming at you for 2, sir. Hold on. 17, and I don't think this one is going to hit 14.
17 doesn't hit, 14 doesn't hit.
Okay, cool, they both
miss. Nice.
He's alive!
Yeah,
stay alive.
So I realized after we had finished recording last session that their multi-attack... I was just having them do one attack, but each of them gets 3. Mm. But I'm going to stick by what I had done previously in the interest of fairness. So instead of them attacking you 6 times, they're attacking you twice.
Unreal. I gotta get a lottery card.
So, I mean, this goes for everyone, but Siegfried's next.
No.
You can't just tell me no.
Just stiff arms on it. Don't mirror.
I don't believe it. That is an 11. Jesus, these dice have screwed me. That's a 10.
Yes, keep screwing.
That's a 3 on the die. Yeah, that none keep of screwing. Them hit you either.
No, don't say that because they brought our girl back.
It's true. Craft. Your go.
Shoot him in the face.
None of them hit.
Shoot him in the face.
I would imagine the Skull Lord is within 120 feet of me, right?
Yeah.
As he pulls his sniper rifle out.
Oh, yeah. Also, something that happened last episode. Poor Kraft over here didn't get a full rest, so he's like running on fumes.
Yeah, I'm running on fumes. Speaking of fumes, I'm going to use my last second level slot to catch Scorching Ray at... our skull buddy. So you see, the multi-tool on the top of the pistol flips out and does become a longer barrel. And I'm gonna shoot 3 rays of fire at him. I get to roll. So okay. Fuck his legendary resistances. And I have a plus...
So this automatically hits or what?
No, I have a plus 12 to hit though.
Oh, and there's no saving throw?
Nope, it's just I roll to hit him.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So... Excuse me, 31.
Fuck yeah.
So one hits. Does a 22 hit?
No. Yes.
Last one. Ooh, I don't think that'll hit, actually. 15?
That misses.
Okay, so one misses.
Is that 4d6?
No, they are 2d8 each.
Ooh, so 4d8.
2d6
each. Are you not blessed?
No, I'm not blessed.
He's not. You three are.
Awesome. Yeah, I got awesome d6s. Yeah. And then one of them, I just forgot my dice. And then one of them gets like extra d10 because of gun shenanigans.
For the research.
Yeah. Check the film.
Yeah.
Ooh.
10. Ooh, that's a 25 fire damage.
Cracked. How does the Skull Lord
go down? Let's go!
So he does the thing with the again, pulls out the barrel, makes it a rifle, but instead of like aiming like he should down a rifle sight, he basically, like a pistol, flies the hammer.
Uh-huh.
One goes wide, but the other two, straight impact to the chest, because don't aim for the head. The chest is a bigger target. And takes place.
Beautiful. You hear this, like, at this point, again, this creature has been so introverted and so, like, solemn in his expression. His jaw almost unhinges with this piercing screech he lets out as he catches on fire and is, a la Wicked Witch of the West, getting water dunked on her, just, like, falls to the ground on fire.
Come on, cruel world! I'm melting!
Like, very Wicked Witch of the West.
I hope that's how it sounds.
It actually speaks.
Yeah.
I know, it's only words to you. So, we're still in combat.
I have a bonus action.
Anything else you would like to do, Craft? Yes.
Without hitting my friends again, how many can I get in the range of my fire turret?
You will for sure get these two. Or
even if I back it up to the very edge of the flames.
He's got danger sense.
I mean, we tried that last time and he didn't pass.
I mean,
fuck it, I'll do it again.
Hey, whatever speaks to your spirit.
Whatever you're gonna do, just do it.
Basically, because they're all on them, like in an attack mode. I don't know if there's a way that you can get all of the acolytes without hitting them.
I want to hit the three on Siegfried specifically because I know he's on death's door because I just saw him take the worst hit.
So, you want to get the acolytes that Siegfried's fighting, even though?
Well, because if I hit him, he's gonna go down.
Oh, fair enough.
Even if he saves, he's going to go down. So.
You guys have a really tenuous relationship.
Yeah, we do.
You guys are going to have to go to counseling.
But they don't get advantage this time. They don't get advantage this time, and you do. So, I need a save of the three acolytes and Siegfried.
What's the save?
18.
What is the
Dex save.
Maybe
is he close enough to me to get a plus three?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Do we know? Okay.
I think you like went one way and he went another.
Yeah, you
because the Skull
left.
Lord moved.
Yeah, I have an echo up. The echo is closer to the Skull Lord.
Okay.
And then
my echo
realizes.
I mean, you are blessed.
What's this?
I know.
18. Okay. One fails. The other she says.
Yes! Dude, I rolled a 17, and then I rolled a 2 with the blast.
Nice.
Yes!
So, everyone who passes will take... Ooh. Everyone who fails will take 14 fire,
okay.
And everyone passes 6-7.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I can do math.
Dude, it was a 17 and a 2.
You said 15?
14.
14?
Oh, that would have been bad.
No, so 17.
At least...
What?
Siegfried probably looks...
I said 17.
17?
Total.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I say 17?
Wait, no.
No.
Wait, no
14.
14.
Okay,
sorry,
I said 14.
Seven.
Okay,
that's
I said 14, and then you said 14.
Seven.
And
you said 7 when you said teen, and I was like, 17?
Holy
3.
Edge of 17.
A combination of 3 and 5.
Fleece Siegfried looks like really cool as he's fighting and there's flames all around him.
Like Elmo.
Yes.
That's awesome. And Ruben is dead.
You can't say that when someone's drinking.
It get in my nose. I got Lunar Ranger in my nose.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Shit.
You're going to be smelling IPA for the foreseeable future, my
friend.
It's iced tea, luckily.
Oh, okay.
Oh, better.
Gross. All right. So you took a hit. They took a hit, but still up.
Sorry,
Elias. Freshly, you are prone on the ground. Literally, felt like you just saw God in your last moments. But suddenly, you come back into your body and your senses, and like you take this deep breath and you realize what the fuck just happened.
Okay,
that you are completely alive, even though you know in your heart of hearts you completely should not have been.
Okay.
What do you?
I hear my echo saying, "Get up, pussy!"
And it smells like bitch in here.
Oh my god!
Be a man.
You get inspiration for that. That was so good.
Fuck! I have inspiration.
God damn!
I forgot. Damn
okay,
it!
So always remember
right
that
there.
You got inspiration.
Cool. So, with that being said,
get up, pussy. Yeah.
Real Elias kind of like wipes the snot off his nose. He's gonna summon his echo close to him. So, Echo's movement is gonna come and flank basically one of the undead.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what they're called.
Acolytes, it's fine.
Alkalites.
They have no names.
Yeah. And
this one's Bob.
Jerry and Jerry.
And I am going to use Action Surge.
Beautiful.
Fuck yes.
So, let's Action Surge. So I would get an extra attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I also pop a Unleash Incarnation?
Is that a spell?
It's with an echo. I can make one additional melee attack from my Echo's position.
Okay, so I would say the Action Surge applies to you,
mm-hmm.
and then the thing you just said applies to the Echo.
Perfect.
So is it? Yeah, I would say that's kosher.
That's cool. Okay.
So you could do it as much as your proficiency, you think, is the stipulation?
It's Constitution
Even
modifier.
Better.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being said...
So how many attacks are we rolling?
Six.
I'm gonna roll.
He's rolling three, and then the Echo's rolling three.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So six.
Cool.
Fuck yeah! It's full Morgan from Darksiders, not Darksiders, Darkstalkers.
Yes. Let's. I don't know the reference, but
sure.
Let's do it.
I'll show you later.
Okay. That doesn't hit. That or let's see.
Well,
does
their armor class is pretty low.
Okay, I'm gonna try anyway. Does. The 16 hit?
Yeah.
Unreal. Okay.
You almost skipped that attack.
I almost skipped that
Sir?
Attack.
Yeah. This is a Denny's.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. You tell me every...
And what the fuck is up, Denny's?
What the fuck is up, Denny's? Okay. First roll, and I'm going to be smiting too.
Fuck yeah.
So, I'm gonna burn that.
Both of yours are the healthiest ones, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
Beat them up.
So kill them.
Okay. Because they're undead, I think I get an additional for a level 1 smite.
Yeah.
So
it's a level 1 smite is 2d8, and you get an extra d8.
Perfect.
So each level 1 is 3d8.
Okay, gonna roll my damage first. Okay, that's 9 points of damage.
Okay.
First smite coming. Baby.
He's the one
dead.
With the 0, so I was like, 40?
Yeah, I did the same thing. So...
yeah, use 2d10.
So that's 16 points of damage.
Okay.
First attack from Young Elias.
Elias.
Second attack coming.
Okay.
We Elias.
God. Not
Elias
rolling
is...
very well, so that's...
Again, very low
14.
Armor class. That hits.
Nice.
Cool. We have a lowish hit armor class.
I'm gonna go ahead and smite again, so
okay,
hold on 1 second. So let me make sure I'm not... Okay, this is my last level 1.
Okay.
So, damage coming. Nice. So that's 15 points of damage. So it's max damage. Holy on that. Shit.
That was okay, max damage.
Is the two attacks you just did on the same person, or correct, how are you breaking this up?
Yeah, same, okay, same guy.
Okay.
Same guy. So that's 15 plus another 13. So
28.
What, 28? So that's 28 fuck points, yeah, of damage on him.
Did you just roll really low for your damage in the last roll?
Okay. I did, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, this guy next, he looks fucked up.
I'm gonna hit him again.
Okay. Very, you could easily put him away.
I'm gonna try to hit him again.
Again.
Nice, that hits.
Yeah.
That's a 13 on the die.
Yeah. 13 is their armor class. Cool. They're very easy to hit. These are body fodder for you guys.
Not smiting this one.
Okay.
Okay, just damage.
Okay.
Max damage, 15. Nice.
Fuck yeah! That one crumbles into the ground in like this like gelatinous oceanic goo.
Hell yeah.
It's disgusting.
I love it. That's young Elias did that, and
young
then
Elias.
Echo Elias is going to
Elias the Great.
Elias, yeah, Elias the Great is going to focus on the other one.
Elias the Thage Great. Mm-hmm.
Does Elias the Great roll with Bless?
Do Echoes?
He technically uses his modifier, so it's up to you on that.
Yeah, up to you.
I'm going to say no. I hate fun, I know.
As you drop a 4, that's
fine. You almost killed me, that's fine. 13 on
yet
the die.
You're not the DM right now.
I know.
13.
Well, you DM, you can make rules.
Look at me. I'm the DM now.
13 on the die.
Beautiful hits.
Cool. The Great Elias is going to smite level 2.
Okay.
By the gods.
Yeah.
So that's 48.
He has to one-up.
48?
He has to one-up all
four
of
4 D8s.
48? 4 D8s. I have D8s over here. Don't worry. I got
I know you do.
So here's damage.
Okay.
I almost had a ringer right there. That is 11 points.
Beautiful.
Of damage. And then here's the 4 D8s.
Nice. I love it.
Okay.
Love to see it.
So let's see. I don't want to do this. 14, 15, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 points.
Hey,
fuck damage. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I've got great damage.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
That's one.
Holy damage.
Obviously, unless you roll like you, ass, you there's not a way you don't put him away.
Second attack.
Mm-hmm. This is still a.
Sir.
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 Where'd it go?
Right there. Let's see. Yeah. 14?
Yeah, it's.
Okay, cool.
No, 13 hit, 14.
Nah. I'm losing track because I'm making so many attacks. Yeah.
He's still hitting the one?
He's hitting the other one.
Yeah, he killed one.
Yeah, he killed one. Yeah. He's killing the other one.
And now his echo is beating the shit out of the other one.
Now the other one's, he's hitting the other one in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him the chair.
He's going to smack another level 2 spell slot.
By the gods. Yeah. Hope we don't have anything else to do today.
Angry. Yeah. This is angry. Thank you.
Those are choices were made.
Damn it.
So that's 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus an additional. Ooh, yay. Okay. 16. 17 points of damage.
With 16 hit points left.
Oh my god.
That's a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage. This acolyte also just like this face of like shock and like terror crosses his face as you just like again just a la Wicked Witch of the West, I am melting, just turns into this gelatinous goo and seeps into the ground.
I just made the same exact joke last episode.
I know.
I guess I didn't need to do that in Lucian can't or whatever, but
I mean, if you wanted to move,
I could.
And if you wanted your echo to move to one of Siegfried's.
I will.
He's got 3 on.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I will send the echo.
Okay.
Because
the
echo
is one attack left, so.
Yeah. I will send the echo towards.
Fuck yeah.
Attack whichever is the most hurt.
Yeah.
The most hurt?
I have no idea. Ask her.
Whoever's the most crispy.
He turns around and goes, hit Siegfried. Wait, no!
Siegfried's the most hurt.
Yeah, I'm the most hurt.
Third attack. 15 hits.
Yes.
Yeah, and so this is just damage because I'm out of spell slots. 9 points of damage.
Okay.
That's that. This is just a flurry.
Noise!
This is like
an
anointed fury of vengeance.
Yeah,
so much damage was dealt in that turn.
So much damage. You and your echo single-handedly take out two of the at this point the healthiest acolytes and do significant damage to one of the ones that are on Siegfried. Fucked them up, dude. It is Zaris's turn.
Yay!
Do something.
I'm sorry.
Mother help.
I'm sorry. She is going to cast a second level healing word on whoever looks the most fucked up. So I do believe it is.
Am I not 1 hit point?
No,
31.
Oh yeah, that's right. You saved.
That's safe.
Yeah,
he would have had 1 hit point.
Yes, sir.
So wait, are you at like 20 then?
30.
Yeah, it is Siegfried. So she's gonna heal you.
Hey.
Great.
Zero.
I'm glad I gave you that holy stabber.
Yep.
Oh, honestly. Good. Good shit. You take 8 points of healing damage.
I take? I'm like, wait, what?
Take eight points
of healing damage as she slaps you in the face for healing.
I'm like, ow, that feels good. Ow.
Healing rock.
And that's her bonus action, and then she is going to use her action to disengage, just in case anyone tries to get up on her. Siegfried!
Hi!
Your turn.
Cool. three are still up for me?
Two. Three, two. Yeah, sorry.
Three? Seven. Three.
But also, Elias is right next to you. Oh, did you ever do your bonus action?
His bonus action was to move the...
Yeah, well, the bonus action in itself... Well, hold on.
Because I wasn't sure if you wanted to do a butt attack.
I didn't take a bonus action. Wait, second wind... No, sorry. Action surge isn't...
It's not.
But wasn't resummoning the...
The thing was up already.
The wrath was already up?
He's
and
already
then is
up.
It a bonus action to move the echo?
No.
Would a bonus action be him having the stand?
No, the bonus action is manifesting the echo itself. It's up. The unleashed incarnation is...
Yeah, if you wanted to take a butt attack, I would let your...
Hit him in the butt!
Echo hit a butt?
Yeah.
Hit him in the butt.
Right. I would have dropping that ass.
I would have loved it if you
got so close to that 20.
Yeah. It is 13.
That is armor class, so it hits.
Okay, cool.
Yes. I was going to say, you still have bless, too.
Oh.
You can't bless the echo.
Oh, yeah, the echo isn't blessed.
As previously discussed.
7 points.
Seven points of butt damage.
Of butt.
7 points of butt, dude.
Nice. 7 points of throwing that thing.
Did you use your reaction also this turn?
No.
You entered their area. Mm-hmm. If you...
Yeah, Echo Elias did.
Right.
It's when they enter his.
No, but also with Polar Master, it's when he enters theirs.
He gets poke bitches? That's seriously? Crazy.
That part of the wording, we've had this conversation. The
enter and exit. I literally underlined it.
Yeah. In a previous episode, this exact conversation has been recorded for posterity's sake.
It's been a while.
Can I talk
just saying. For your reaction, can Echoes use your reaction?
That's a you question. That's a you question. Yeah, I know. That's...
If we're going to go on basis, if it can't use Bless, I would assume it can't use...
Reaction?
His reaction.
I don't... All right. Sorry.
Unless there's something in the States. I don't know Echo that well.
Sorry, I brought it up.
Oh, I had half chub right there. Dude.
What did you say?
Hit the bottom of the table. That was me.
I'm sorry. We got distracted by this. What was the... Do you remember the damage for the butt attack?
Seven.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just hear it. Bottom of the table.
Yeah. Weird. To be fair, this guy is like significantly fucked up.
Me too.
Siegfried.
Hi.
What do you want to do?
Fight bitches.
What you gonna do with all that trap?
Yeah, I know. Throw that thing back, dude.
All right, I'm gonna hit the most hurt.
This fight got weirdly sexual.
I can do that.
So many attacks, you know?
Just whipping that thing.
17.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah.
After all that fire damage earlier, it's getting hot.
I know.
Ooh, 15 points of damage.
One thing led to another.
That is exactly the number of hit points.
Yes.
How do you beat the shit out of this acolyte?
Hmm.
Think about it.
So,
as it gets hit with a butt before you do this.
Literally, you guys are like tag teaming the shit out of this.
So, say Echo hits him with the butt.
By the gods.
Yeah, so you Eiffel Tower facing, this bitch, okay.
He's facing the Echo, the butt hits him, mm-hmm. and he turns around. As soon as he turns around, instead of using the sharp side of the axe, Siegfried turns it flat. And just like obliterates this guy's skull.
Oh my god. There's,
right. He
spatulated
him.
He spatulated him, basically, yes.
I was thinking Tom and Jerry. Like,
full hammer. Bum, 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 bum. He made a smash burger.
to our fun SpongeBob reference, the first thing I got was Tiny Tim playing in the background as he's serving patties.
all right, I'm going to hit the next.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hurt one.
The one that looks most hurt?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So that one's dead. There's another hurt one.
Yep.
Okay. That guy.
Yep.
That is 21 without...
Never mind.
I don't need it.
Again, their armor class is...
Hey, what a D-fucks up.
Unless he rolls a nat 1, I don't think it would be very hard, I think, for
him. That is a 9 points of damage on that one.
Beautiful.
And my last attack. My last one. Yeah. 18. Okay. And 11.
Okay.
Super
fucked up.
Done.
Still up though.
He's still alive?
Come on.
I'm gonna run over by Elias and give him a stab with my dagger to cast Cure Wounds on him.
So get healing damage.
Yeah. Let me give him that healing damage, so it's 5 plus Reuben. What am I giving
plus
him?
Plus 4.
You got 9 points of heals.
You get one Reuben.
I know.
Oh no, what am I doing here?
Suddenly Reuben's in the fight.
Does that hurt? Like,
no, it's a joke.
Just stab me.
I like literally go by and like touch you with the dagger.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You get a cure wounds. That is. It's right. Like, thank that you. Is my action.
How much did you heal, Elias?
9,
so I'm at 40.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go just literally stand next to Elias. And then Chuck is going to come down and breathe some fire on the two that are left. They need dex saving throws.
Jeez.
They are oddly dexterous. What's the save that they need to make?
This?
I didn't make the stat block.
It's 17.
Yo, hold the phone. My turret's gotta make Siegfried roll. This burn's gotta make Siegfried roll.
There's only two left.
So, but they're right on him.
That's true.
Look, bro, I just need justice.
Hey, one saves, one pass.
How is it justice? You want me to get hit again?
I just don't want to be the only one involved in your destruction. I need other implicated.
I know, misery loves
roll
company.
The deck saving,
I know this is,
You just see it coming, so you got danger sense.
Yeah, I know that, but that's not the point.
Chuck did it. I'm sorry.
Sorry, bud.
I swear on everything holy.
This is like Helldivers.
The 500-pound bomb.
You failed?
I hate you so much. Yeah, I fell. It's fine.
God damn it. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, wait. Rewind. That was a D12. My bad.
I was going to say. I'm like,
My bad.
And you're blessed.
You're gifting
yourself. I know.
Yourself.
My bad.
You were gifting yourself.
I got swept up in me and that. I was like, oh, wait. That's the wrong guy. Sorry.
Okay.
He saw it.
Bring it back.
Fucking masochist, dude.
Wait. Just tell me.
Give.
What did you get?
I got a 16 and then I rolled a 3.
Oh fuck.
But the blue.
Alright, you're still taking half.
I know,
but
still.
The total damage.
Oh my god.
The total damage is 17. Okay. If you pass, you're taking. Jesus Christ. 13.
Oh, no.
That's all that you take if you pass the 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh my god, you guys are literally trying to kill me here.
Look. I just feel bad that I beat you so much this encounter. I need others to be involved.
There is one who literally, if you like were to blow on him too hard, he would kill over.
Good.
Just waiting.
Holding the dagger. You're next, bro.
Okay, is that it for Amon?
That's all I can do.
Okay.
That's it for me.
It is the Acolyte's turn. They're going out in a fucking blaze of glory, dude.
More like stupid light.
Yeah.
Stupid
Take
light.
Take that. Good job.
Thanks.
I'm back.
Yo.
So, are these attacks with advantage because you were attacking recklessly?
No.
Okay.
That was, I do not normally attack recklessly. I just use fancy.
Ah.
Because it's three attacks, man. Don't need to get all fancy. Schmancy.
Fancy schmancy.
Bonk.
Okay, schmancy.
Bonk, bonk.
16 and 24.
To hit?
Yeah, those both. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, what? No?
You're going to get stabbed a couple times.
Yeah.
From the healing dagger.
Yeah. 15. You take 15 points of bludgeoning damage. And I need you to make a con save, sir.
Is it best for saving throws too?
Yes.
Okay. Con?
Yes.
Okay. That is a total of 24.
Beautiful. Good no worries. Lord. You are able, you know, you've seen some cock rot in your day.
Yes, he has. And what
a statement.
I mean,
You have
he's one of the high seas.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Your life shit. On the high seas, you in many a port town,
yes.
You have seen some cock rot. So you are able to shake off the effects of the disease.
Just patiently waiting for it to go away.
If there's one person who's had STDs in this group, it's Siegfried. And he's like, haha, please.
Okay. I'll transmit this disease. Siegfried hangs dong. As a bonus action.
Yo, those poor courtesans in the Incarnalia, bro.
Yeah. Wait till they wake up.
They're having a bad day.
They wake up.
Alright, get back together.
Oh,
right.
God.
Okay. Craft.
Oh, it's me again?
Yeah, fuck. Sir.
Wait, was that one attack?
No, that was both of their attacks.
Like oh, they're attacking me.
Yeah.
He's like super close to
oh,
death.
Oh, fuck.
One of them is like literally whatever. What's your unarmed? -1.
Just,
yeah.
Honestly, heals them. I do have a character that does -1 for like unarmed.
Oh no, I'm a zero.
Okay, no, my Strahd character. I'm just like, does she heal them? If she hits them? Makes what does feel that better? Mean?
The weak hit makes them feel better. I'll use a cantrip of some sort.
Beautiful.
Boy.
I will again.
Trip.
Just because I don't want to accidentally shoot him if I don't have to,
mm-hmm.
I'll,
heard that before.
You're already taking the beating. I'll, again, reconfigure my tool to the electric baton, and I'll run up and try to make a attack on this guy.
Okay. Do it.
Part of the cards. I do have a plus 12, so 27.
Yeah, that fucking hits.
I should hope so.
Look, I have high numbers in these stats, but a lot of the things I'm not very good at, so I will take it where I can. At level 11, that's 3d8. Or 3... Yeah, 3d8. 15 plus...
Yeah.
Keep going?
No!
Okay.
So, it had one hit point!
Oh, I forgot about that.
I couldn't drop any more hints.
Sorry, I
it's about to die, y'all. It's
visceral, dude.
55 points of damage!
To keep it on the all Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, you, like, literally someone call, like, the ACLU. You beat the shit out of this thing with the baton.
He's just all,
oh, fuck.
Shocking every hit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you beat
I got him.
I think he's dead.
I think he's dead.
Stop, he's already
dead.
Okay. Man, bring it back. I could have brought back another terrible joke I made.
Yeah, the one that we had to cut.
Yeah.
What do we cut? We can't say it, but we'll tell you later.
I was there. I was like,
no. I beat you to it. Okay, I made the ACLU joke. Okay. Elias. It is your turn, sir.
We got one.
Is there anything else you wanted to do, Kraft? No. Or is it?
I have the turret still, but I think he's done enough for today.
Okay. Okay. Let him rest.
Yeah. He's just...
Sad. Yeah. Sad buzzing sound.
Sad buzzing sound as the turret faces down. Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one left.
There is only one left.
Okay, cool.
Has okay. less than half of his hit points.
Yep. So,
yep.
I'm assuming...
Echo's right there.
Echo's right there.
Yeah.
You know... Young Elias is gonna take a flank action, so I'm gonna
Lori says it sounds like a rapper name.
Yeah, I'm gonna use my movement to again like take this kind of like two pronged flank positioning.
Sure.
And I mean I'm gonna start swinging.
Yeah.
Can I burn another just for good measure? Burn another in unleash incarnation.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Another.
All right.
So you get two attacks. He gets three.
No, he gets one.
Well, because you get two attacks.
He gets two, but the Echo gets one more. The only reason why he got double last time was because of action surge.
So it was action surge.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Word.
So, in the way I'm interpreting it is that I would attack a total of three. Because twice from Elias and then once from Echo.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And then a butt attack. If you
If you so choose.
You also could use your react. Well, you can't use your reaction in your turn. Never mind, I take it back.
Yes.
Not yet. Okay, so let's attack. Let's attack from Elias's young Elias position.
Yes.
I want Blast. That was close. Young Elias. 9 on the die, so that's gonna be 14.
Fuck yeah.
Cool. Let's go. These are just all going to be damaged. There's not going to be any smite on here. So 8 points.
Okay.
So attack number one.
It's damage.
Ooh, wow. Let's see.
I wish we were recording this. Like, what,
video? 13.
Okay, 8 plus 15 or?
13. Total.
Okay. Word. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just give me the total.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn it. So another 8 points. And then attack from the great Elias's position, so no bless. That looks cocked. But you
as we all look.
I can't tell from here. You can reroll it.
Oh, this is good.
10 on the die, that's 19.
To hit? Or damage?
No, to hit.
Okay.
Yeah,
that hits.
And then damage, 10 points of damage.
Beautiful. Yeah. You beat the shit out of this thing.
He's dead.
Yay.
Gonzo. How do you end this combat? Coming back from the literal brink of death.
How do I end it?
Yeah. This is it. There's nothing else.
I think young Elias takes, you know, one slash across, flips it, another slash across, which kind of ganks his leg and he kind of falls forward, and then like the great Elias kind of comes in and decapitates him.
He's just collecting kills at this point.
The Elias special.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Alright, you guys are out of combat. Amon, what is your passive perception?
Ooh, it is 16.
16? Alright, hold on. I have to look something up real quick. Gotta roll something real quick, Sadi.
She's rolling things.
She's rolling stuff.
Okay, yeah, you don't see nothing.
Fuck.
Oof.
Oof. All right, you guys are out of combat. What do you do? I think Zara is like coming in at the very end of that combat. It's just like, no more touching. Let's go.
So, because we were heading towards like some
door. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
At the end of the battle,
mm-hmm.
Siegfried drops his axe and sprints at Kraft.
Okay, what do you do?
Screaming with all the fire in his eyes, grabs him and lifts him into the air.
Uh huh.
Just as his rage dissipates, he just looks up and goes, good battle, buddy. And puts him down.
Can I say, while he does that, I give him a hard touch with the healing dagger?
Siegfried scared the shit out of Kraft. I would say, like, Kraft is not paying attention to Siegfried at all. And he just gets picked up. He's like, oh, no, don't throw me. Look, sorry, bud. It wasn't personal. Just, you were covered in those damn things, and I was just trying to get rid of them.
It's all good, buddy.
We're good?
We're good.
He goes out to his little kobold hand to shake your hand.
Shakes his hand.
The massive hand just comes in all of his hand.
Crushes it. Like, he grabs it, but he also kind of, like, squeezes it a little hard.
Thanks.
Zaris, literally from the staircase. Let's get the fuck out of here. Over.
So,
Corey.
Usually I would unsummon my turret, but since I don't have any more spell slots to resummon it, I am going to climb on top of it, and I will be sitting on it as it walks.
Okay.
Cool. So just a little.
Somehow in my head, I was like, "Are you gonna put it in like a Latino grandma like cart like
rascal?"
I was like, "What? How does this thing move around?" But it has
feet.
It has little feet.
Yeah,
feet.
All right,
feet.
Zaris, first one up the stairs. Literally, is just like, "I want out of here."
I'll wait at the back. I haven't been touched since I got ye old.
Yeah, Zaris is also looking fucked up.
Where were we? We're just in that room with those other statues,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's not touch anything else.
Hands!
In pockets, now!
Should we rest before we move on?
This room isn't safe.
But we don't know what's coming up. Could be also not safe.
Can roll me an investigation, perception.
I'll be perception.
Whatever.
18?
17 on perception.
Investigation is a 23.
You guys get the idea just from everything that you've been through and what you know is yet to come, that it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't. You know that you have already sprung several traps and combats in this room. You get the impression, as long as you don't fuck with the statues, you should, in theory, be okay. Also, point I did want to mention, you could always go back into the entry room that you guys...
Oh, we'd have to go back.
You'd have to deal with those mirrors again?
Well, you broke a mirror, right?
Yeah.
Can we not just break the rest of the mirrors?
It's up to you.
Just go.
I just run the game. I'm not your god.
Just don't touch the statues, and I say we rest before we move on to what we don't know is up
there. A short rest?
Ooh. I think some people... I mean, you would benefit from a long rest.
I am, but like...
It's entirely to you guys.
I just work here.
In the most D&D way Siegfried can suggest is he's going to suggest a long rest.
When you're like, I mean, you guys are fucked up. This, right. Like,
so am I.
Like, I'm going to say Elias, like, he has this, like almost like an explosion mark on his chest. Like, your hair sticking up at weird angles. Like,
he looks like a Looney Tunes cartoon all blown back.
I mean, Alon's going to look at the rest of the party and be like, honestly, like, aside from this new sickness, I feel okay. I can keep first watch.
Then I say we rest.
Yeah, it's damp. It's not comfortable, but you could absolutely take a long rest here if you wanted.
Yep.
Elias did lose his blanket.
His blanket?
Not blanket!
Remember, he was like, my blanket!
Yeah, he did. That shit was funny as hell. Yeah.
Let's see.
Rip, restful rest.
Are we doing a long rest? We're doing it?
Who's taking the first watch?
Mom's taking first watch.
Alright.
Excuse me while I erase bless off.
Bless wears off. Any timed things wear off. Roll me a perception check, please.
I can do that. Really quick before I do that. Yeah. Ruben,
Konnichiwa.
Healing dagger, does it regain things after a long rest, or does it just...
Redo it.
Don't worry about it, we have a lot.
I mean, it doesn't cost me anything, it's part of my long rest.
Well, if you want, hold on. That is 28.
Fuck.
The gods can't see me, but I see them.
Okay, you're not looking for gods. Chill out. Let's see. You super, like, almost, like, plainly clear as day see, the tiefling from the main, from, like, the original combat.
The one that tried to take my shit?
The champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, he is trying to, like, well, no, I think, Serafina, the other rogue was the one who was trying to take your shit. This is the, this is just a tiefling,
guy.
But, like, you kind of see him, like, lurking in the shadows. He thinks he's invisible. He's not. It wore off.
Well, while I'm here, let's have some fun with him.
Sure.
I'm going to use some spell slots since I'm going to get him back anyway. I'm going to shoot blind at him. I'm going to cast Melf's Acid Arrow.
Okay.
Like, pick a point that's not going to spray on him or anything and just shoot it that way to, like, intimidate.
Okay, so are you? Is this?
I'm trying to miss.
Is this a spell?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to counterspell.
Okay, and then I'm gonna turn and look and be like, "Come on, my guy."
Shit! 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 And he scutters up the stairs.
Up the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not chasing.
Okay.
Because I'm not going by myself.
Do you pursue?
Yeah.
But I'm definitely. I'm gonna like take a piece of paper. Leave a note for Zaris.
Yeah.
Put it, like, in her hand while she's asleep.
Okay. And she's then... just like, what? Fuck off! I'm sleeping!
And then, I'm gonna still just stay awake and keep watch.
Okay. For sure. Alright, yeah, nothing else happens. After 4 hours, Zaris wakes up and she's just like, I needed that.
Hey, paper in your hand.
Gotcha.
I'm not chasing alone. But there may be more things waiting for us than we think.
She gives you a thumbs up and like rubs the sleep from her eyes and cool. Just like, all right, well, I got some yoga to get to, so.
Yeah. Mon is going to sleep.
Beautiful. Let's see. She will roll. Oof, that somehow was better than his. But thankfully, nothing else happens over this second stretch of the watch. You all get a long rest, and Craft, you get to remove your level of exhaustion, my friend.
Yay!
Thank the gods.
For real.
Because he was so exhausted, I'd say because James had said it last time, he is actually like curled up like an animal this time because he like just reverted to his old state.
For sure.
He wakes up and he's like, ugh. Like he like witnesses what he has done. He's like, no one saw that.
Zara's again, like full like rainbow back bend, just like, I thought it was cute.
Don't patronize me.
Maybe woken up at this point.
Yeah, probably everyone's starting to.
I would say she's doing that on Siegfried's back.
Yeah, like,
and then so he just stops, and then they're both just staring at him.
What? He continues push-ups.
Yeah. Zaris is straight up doing like aerobic, like acrobatic shit from his back. Like goes from like the back bend, and then also maneuvers herself. So suddenly she's doing a handstand on his back while he's doing push-ups. All right.
Also, let's before we continue,
pause.
Ma'am.
What are we at?
What am I rolling here to get rid of ye old sea disease?
Oh, yeah. Cockroach. So, yeah, everyone kind of wakes up and it was a long rest, but it wasn't necessarily the most restful sleep you've had. You're basically sleeping on like damp stone. Like, delicious. It's there. It's not like, you know, you're kind of worried about. You're just generally kind of damp. As for you, Amon, with your blue rot, roll me a constitution saving throw.
Son of a tit. That's 17.
Yeah, you're able, like, somehow through, like, just, like, rest and rejuvenation. Let's also say Zaris just, like, takes one look at it and it's just, like, gross. Ew. First of all. Second of all, like, she does, like, basically, like, a lesser restoration of some sort and, like, just begons. Like, that's disgusting.
Get on out of here.
Go on, get.
Get on, get.
Hell yeah. Jesus Christ, I'm back.
We are so back. We're so back.
We are so back.
All right. You guys are bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, rejuvenated, and ready to rumble.
And I'm going to turn to the party, and I'm like, hey, Zaris already knows this, but during first shift, that tiefling was sneaking around here, and I scared him off, and he went up the stairs, so there might be trouble waiting for us.
Okay. You remember from the original, yeah, one of the original champions was this tiefling.
Was
yeah.
he? You saw the tiefling, Willie?
I did.
Yeah.
Was he invisible?
No.
He thought he was invisible.
Oh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that's the guy who pulled our barbarian friend.
It is.
Through the dimension door or whatever it was.
Oh. It was. It was so indeed.
Possibly.
There might be two of them waiting for us.
Hey, there's well, that. No, I don't know.
Plot twist.
Yeah. Well, I got two guns. One for each of the.
Yeah, nice.
Tombstone says no.
But yeah, let's proceed with caution.
Zaris literally pushes Siegfried in front of everyone else. You go first.
Is Siegfried's name Caution?
His caution is if I kill it first, we're safe.
It dies.
Zaris, you go first. Over.
About it. He's just gonna walk forward.
I'll get right behind Siegfried.
I'd also like to imagine at some point during combat, Zaris and Siegfried's thing basically turn into like COD, like headsets where it's just like, boom, bank left, you fucking slur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slur does unspeakable time. Things to your family.
Slur, 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 slur. Mom! Slur, slur, slur.
Give me a sandwich!
Yeah. Slur, slur, slur.
God, what a time to be alive back then.
Back then, that's still now.
Yeah.
And you played COD
recently. So it's worse now.
I don't play anymore.
It's about the same.
Amon will take up the rear anyway, just because.
Hell yeah.
You heard? Yeah.
I like to be in the middle.
Even Zaris is just like looks over and just like, all right, little freak.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
The smallest one.
Man, she's a big man. Siegfried grabs his hand and says, you called him a freak.
It doesn't even go to him.
I can hear them talk.
Zaris is like, shut up, shut up.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you later. All right, so you guys are heading up the stairs?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. As you head up the stairs, it's very similar. There's like a stone, like spiral staircase that leads to the top of like the. And at the top, there's this corridor. You don't see anything in it as you go down. Like it's kind of like there are sconces along the walls. None of them are lit, so it is really dark.
Hold on, I got this. I'm gonna cast Firebolt down one of the sides.
Just I cast Fireball.
Just to light them up.
No, it's just one corridor. Like, the staircase empties out into, like, a corridor, and it's just going one direction.
Yeah, but you said they're not lit.
Oh, no, they're not.
I'm trying to light them up. I just want to cast Firebolt down the side, so a side is lit.
What's the range of Fireball?
Firebolt?
Bolt.
Ma'am. I don't know Fireball yet.
Specify.
But when I do, the party will know.
He's like, hey guys, I know we don't know what's down this corridor. I'm gonna alert.
It's 120 feet.
Okay, so 120 feet of worth of sconces.
They already know we're coming.
I mean,
Kraft say goes four. Light up four sconces.
Kraft goes to do dancing lights, and he's never mind.
Zaris too is just like
starts fucking him on from the back.
Elias is gonna like pat him on the back and say like, very rogue of you.
Yeah.
But
discreet much.
Zara's just like...
I like your style.
Like, morphs all of her dancing lights into one dancing light ball, and just like, while making perfect eye contact with Amon, just chucks it.
It's been a while.
I can do that too.
So I see I stopped this spell for no reason.
Okay, you guys see 120 feet down. There's nothing there. If you would like to look a little deeper, feel free to roll for it.
So right now we're just in a hallway?
We are just in a hallway.
Still roll perception.
That's a 27 perception.
Same.
Oh, that's the hallway.
Don't worry, guys. I got a 6.
Same. I actually got six also.
Siegfried, you're positive there's something in this tunnel.
Crass feeding your nose.
Feast or famine. Lies is not
really. I'm back, baby.
What was it?
You're not 20.
I'm back. Right after battle.
On the most inconsequential.
That's what happened last episode. He said, he was just like, oh, all right. And it's like, it's a nat 20. And we're like, what the hell?
When you're like, it's a nat 20.
Yeah. Bruh. Yeah,
on the views, dude.
Yeah, you
roll
can...
20 on
views. I rolled a 6 and she's like, yeah, you know something here. He's like, nah, what?
Yeah. So Kraft and Siegfried, you're like, you're pretty sure. You have a gut feeling. You get goosebumps on the back of your neck. You are like, there's something in here.
I think there's something in here, bud.
Elias, you've never been so sure of anything in your fucking life. there's nothing in this tunnel. There's nary a thing.
Yeah. There's nary a thing.
Just like sconces lighting the wall. I will say, all welcome. Of you do see at the very, very end, you see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Literally?
A literal light at the end of the tunnel.
Siegfried, knowing in his heart of hearts that there is something in this tunnel, he's like, everybody stand back, and he pulls his hat up, and he's just like, ready? He's just like marching forward with his axe.
Crafts behind him with his gun out, facing the other way.
We're just like back to back with this movie.
Slow down, sport. I can guarantee there is nothing in this hole.
Oh, yeah. You know who else just rolled a nat 20?
Sorry.
Also, so with a 27, is just like, there's nothing in this tunnel. Siegfried. Nothing.
The
there's nothing in this tunnel. Stand down. Over.
The last time we thought that statue tried to kill us.
That's what they wanted, I think.
He's like on the ground, like crawling and getting back up.
He starts just like he's just like
he's like, so yeah, he's serpentine. He's like,
what is he doing?
Yeah, everyone's just standing there, and I'm just moving.
I've never seen this before in my life.
Wow, and you guys are both just like art, like on.
Yeah. He's hiding, and I'm using his body to hide behind him.
On the turret?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, you're good.
Oh, right, he doesn't have the turret yet. Yeah. It has gone away for the evening. Or for, you know, for now.
He's asleep.
Beautiful, guys.
God damn it.
Okay, so you guys head towards the light at the end of the tunnel.
And Siegfried was already doing that in a very obnoxious, careful manner.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whether or not anybody was following him is beside the point.
We just know there's nothing there. Kraft immediately was.
The three of us know there's nothing there. Yeah, but Elias is just like, whatever.
Okay, so as you I'll walk assist. Closer, it becomes brighter and glittering, and for the first time in what feels like ages, you are certain it's sunlight. Something that none of you have really seen in any true fashion since you came to Malphite. Do you continue forward?
Can I roll an arcana check?
There's light?
Yeah, there's like a gate. You're not yet. Okay. You're heading towards like a gate. It's open, but like it's just like you see this like almost not oppressive, but like it. You know when you look at the sun or a light after being in the dark, and like it's just like unfathomably bright. It's like that.
So we're like outside now. We're outside.
You are heading towards the door. You're not outside yet.
We're not outside yet. Okay.
We just know it is outside.
We think it's outside.
Yeah.
16 on Arcana.
Can't really pick up anything.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's definitely... You know, based on the information that you've gathered over your time in Malphite, how deeply unlikely it is that it's actual sunlight. But you also... You're seeing it with your eyes. Yeah. It looks like sunlight. To the point, as you guys draw nearer to the gate, you can like feel that like the warm summer breeze is on your face. Like you are certain that this is like air warmed by sunlight. So as you emerge, you realize that you are back in the arena where you started. Or even perhaps you never really left. This whole challenge being a trick of the mind from intense illusory magic, you're not sure, and there's no way to be certain. However, the arena has transformed into a realm of elemental chaos, with raging fires, howling winds, torrential rain, and shaking earth below your feet. At the center of the arena are four towering altars, each ablaze with elemental energy. Each one, a swirling vortex of fire on one, earth kind of crumbling around another one. Water and air dances around them, casting vibrant hues of red, blue, green, and yellow across the arena.
Earth. I thought you were doing Captain Planet.
It was all dope until the Fire Nation attacked.
Assholes. Do you guys enter fully into the arena?
Can I roll perception to see if there's anybody around us?
For sure.
What about nature? I'm gonna roll investigate.
What are you looking for?
I got an 11.
You don't see anyone.
I don't know. I'm not gonna roll.
I'll roll a 19 investigation. I'm specifically looking for like a trap of some sort.
Yeah, it's not trapped. Yeah, nothing like that.
Everybody's welcome for me performing my rogue like shenanigans. There are no traps.
Your rogue duties.
Yes.
Good. Even though you were in the back.
Yeah.
He just looks around. Now we're good.
I'm like, who said famously taking up the rear? You did.
I seen some shit. We're good.
In the rear with the beer.
Looks alright to me. So as you guys fully enter the arena, you hear this like loud, like a thunderous applause and like cheering and jeering. Same, very similar deal to when you guys first entered the Vengeance Trials. You're realizing now that this is in fact truly a completely different day, and people left and returned for the games.
Nice.
Or you're not entirely sure that what kind of magic this is. This could all have just feel like one, like even though it you feel like it was several days, one just like long ass day. You're not sure. It's kind of hard to tell. Everyone, make me a performance check.
Performance?
Ooh. Oh, sorry, not performance. Sorry, perception.
I was like, oh, man.
Sorry.
Let's go, baby. Warm up. She a dirty 30.
Jesus Christ.
I was all pride in my 19.
You should be.
I got an 11 again.
Okay.
That's perception?
Yeah.
6.
Okay.
What?
This is not a 1. This is a 7.
You have
a negative 1. I have a negative 1.
Your eyes, like, entering sunlight for the first time, it feels like forever. Like, you're, like, blinking away, like, just trying to get your eyes to adjust. You're like, I need my sunglasses.
My eyes!
He needs his sunnies. Amon, on the other hand, he's made of the stars themselves. The light from a star doesn't bother him any. He sees...
You're sun-gazing, my friend.
Yeah.
He looks at the sun.
Fucking SpongeBob when he's staring at the sun.
Bald!
My eyes! So you see there's an artifact on each pillar.
Ooh! I love stealing some shit.
It's kind of hard to tell, but each pillar is about 30 feet up in the air. And there is something on top of it along with, like, just, like, this unnatural, like, colored light that's on each, pillar. You also see around, next to each pillar, everyone sees this, at the center of the arena with the towering pillars, the arena floor itself is alive with geysers and lava flow, and just overall the elements themselves have come to make your life incredibly difficult. This, for mechanical purposes, the entire floor is considered difficult terrain.
Great.
As you try to, like, dodge and, like, you know, navigate the elements. Heart of the arena is the Eye of the Storm, a focal point of elemental power. To get to any of the altars, you must pass through, basically think of, like, the tower, the pillars themselves are in the Eye of a Tornado.
Okay.
And within the tornado, where all these pillars are, you see four huge elementals.
Great.
Corresponding to their pillar, respectively. So you have an air, earth, fire, and water elemental. They haven't noticed you yet. But
really quick, how far is that from where we are?
I think I need to double check my notes, but there's like plenty of space to navigate around all of it.
Okay.
So They haven't noticed you yet, but it seems like the only way out is through.
Great.
And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Ta-da!
On Turning Tables Podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. That was super fun. Thank you for being such a good sport, Connor/Elias.
Well, well,
round of applause for
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
It didn't turn out so bad.
It didn't. No, it was just a one moment of potentially super bad.
Yeah, one moment that lasted a month of panic.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. I just wanted to say up top, so sorry. Well, not up top, at bottom. We have all been super fucking busy, which is why episodes have been scarce as of late. But we'll, you know, we're doing what we can. So thank you for bearing with
us.
We're still here. In the meantime, if you would like to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of all of our podcasting shenanigans, you can find us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod, and you can also follow the network that we are on, the Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That is HORRORBLE People's Network.
Hell yeah.
You can also find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I mostly post memes and about my cats. It's nothing super exciting.
It's kind of fun.
And all my various hobbies. Danny.
Hello. Yeah, like Alex said, I've been super busy, like just personally, so I haven't been posting a lot of my beer and music podcast, but it is coming soon. I have an episode written that I need to record and edit. Should be out at the end of this week if I get my shit
together. Not this week. This is coming out in a minute.
No, I mean like this week that we're recording.
I understand.
As the time recording.
But yeah,
it's out now, whoever's listening.
Follow that at Hops and Notes Pod. Follow me on Instagram at Wrathchild714.
Danny also said he would do a Tortured Poets Department episode, so...
Alex, I also reached out to Alex about it, and I never got a day to record.
Is that
I was busy last week. What?
Yeah. Is that a
band? It's the new Taylor Swift album.
Hard pass.
Just so we can yell for another 4 hours.
Let me embody my inner Reddy Jackson, and that's going to be a no from me, dog.
Anyway, Ruben, what's up?
Speaking of, it is me, again, Ruben. If you want to follow me anywhere, you can follow me on Instagram at REC Matrix. I am the blue-collar sad boy. Like raccoons, music, and 95% of my life has been work and gym, so if you like those things, follow me. If you don't. It's okay.
Everybody's working
the weekend. I also have another podcast called Plot Armor Plus. By the time this episode comes out, the episode on Mobile Suit Gundam should be out.
Ooh.
So if you want to learn a little bit about why Mobile Suit Gundam is imperative to the anime culture, give it a listen. If not, don't. That's okay too. That's pretty much all I do.
The other podcast I have.
Yeah. You can do that last.
I will.
Another podcast.
The podcast that the network is named after.
Yeah, fuck off.
I'm tired. I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad.
Anyway, too damn bad.
Speaking of another podcast.
I was going to say, speaking of a grandpa.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, I'm plugging stuff.
Plug yourself on the show.
I'm plugging myself right now. I'm also on the Horrible People's Network as part of one third of the NPC Gaming Podcast. Woo-hoo. You can follow us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We talk about gaming news. We predict a lot of stuff. It's a lot of fun. So if you like gaming and staying up to date on gaming news, which we're always kind of a week late on that stuff, but it's fine. Go give us a listen. I also have my own solo podcast called the Retired Mosher Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I have also been really busy, and much like everybody at this table. But episode 5 is finally recorded. I'm editing it. It will be out much before this episode drops. So go follow me.
Check it out.
Go give that a listen. It's a lot of fun. And toodles.
Toodles.
Connor.
I'm alive.
Not, I'm in danger.
I know.
I'm alive.
I feel much better.
I told you, that's twice you've evaded death.
I'm still alive.
My neighbors are filing a noise complaint as we speak.
That's I'm fine. Pretty sure somebody banged on the floor or your door at some point.
Nuh-uh. Oh, no, it's probably them coming in and out because they're kind of loud when they go.
Oh, thank God.
Their comings and goings. I always
shut up.
Anyway.
They left a note on my door, like, invite us to D&D night.
Have you noticed that, like, Even Flow by Pearl Jam is, like, the official song of, like, Jesus?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like right now.
I'm just shredding
through death. You know?
Shredding through death.
It's so crazy, too, because, like, we were talking about it earlier and just now, like, you were the target of a disintegration, lived through a finger of death.
Just the monkey in the closet.
Literally, dude.
Anyway, anything you'd like to plug? Anything you'd like to say? Are you just happy to be alive?
Just happy to be alive, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like I previously mentioned, my other podcast, the Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about horror movies or a piece of horror media every single week. I'm actually missing our most recent episode to be here with you guys.
Yay!
Wow. You missing Saw 2?
Yeah.
God damn it, woman.
Couldn't do both.
Yeah, I can't be in two places at once, especially considering that I use here to record also for that.
Also, I would have been like, dude, let me get in on this because I love Saw 2.
Sorry. Anyway, let's go check that out. My birthday month is coming up, which means
let's go!
I have some tasty picks. One of them is actually a book. Because I've been big on my
reading. You made them read a book?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm big on my reading bullshit right now.
Phil Reeds?
Yeah.
Phil Reeds wrote this play.
I know. I just wanted to throw it out there because I knew it was going to get James on that one.
Fucking
Phil definitely doesn't read. He got the audio book for sure.
Anyway, that's it for this week, guys.
Love
Thank you,
Phil,
so
sorry.
much.
I'm not.
All right.
Let's go, guys.
Let's go. Bye!